Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Got good news. Representative Alan Grayson is announcing that there will be a hearing on audit the Fed, and it will probably go to the House floor in the next few months. Very, very exciting news. Great job, everybody. We have identified the enemy. We know who the problem is, not these puppet presidents, George Bush, Barack Obama. We're getting past the puppets. We're getting past the puppets. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the key. Huge news blitz coming up, but I want to continue racing through your calls right now. Important flu news, it's all coming up. But right now, Josh in California, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? I talked to you yesterday just before Charlie Sheen came on.
Good to have you here.
I got a couple of things. First, I want to talk about the weather and the military affecting the weather. I had firsthand experience of that a couple of years ago.
I mean, everybody always has their firsthand experience or witnesses it. The government now admits that the Pentagon, NASA, the Department of Energy are terraforming and spraying barium salts and aluminum dioxide in the atmosphere. I mean, it's easy. Before 95, contrails didn't stay up there more than 2 or 3 minutes, and they formed at 20, 30, 40,000 feet. Now it forms at 2,000 feet and blacks out the sun. I mean, they're chemtrailing us.
Well, a couple of years ago, I had a friend of mine who was former full bird colonel in the Air Force. He called me and he told me, look up a couple of things. I'm not going to tell you what they are, but you need to look it up to see how good you are. I followed the trail, led me to an article about NASA learning how to create hurricanes. When I told him about that, this was about the same time that Florida was hit with those hurricanes. His only response to me was, funny how that works. Well, in the article, it mentioned three things. It mentioned the Allen Radiation Belt, the Bermuda Triangle, and Holloman Air Force Base. 2 years later, I was outside in New Mexico, just outside of Holloman Air Force Base, west of it, and I watched this electrical storm taking place that had a pattern. And for 20 minutes, I stood out there with a friend, and we watched as the electricity shot back and forth like two people were shooting at themselves. And it was the most amazing thing I saw.
Yeah, they're control freaks. They want to control your family, control your water, control the environment, control the atmosphere, control genetics. They want to be gods.
Next day when I turned on the television, Alex, there it talked about in the Bermuda Triangle area, there was a hurricane that popped up, which tied together everything that I had read in that article because it mentioned Holloman and the Bermuda Triangle. I could only imagine that because of what they were doing, the effect on the Van Allen Radiation Belt. So they've been doing this for a while.
And I appreciate your call. We interviewed Ben Livingston, the father of weather weapons. A listener 5 years ago sent me documents that had been declassified, and it had Ben Livingston's name as the head of the program. So I called him up, and I said, are you aware this was declassified? And he said, no. So I interviewed him, and the AP, Fox, others picked it up, and he came out and spoke about weather weapons, and he said, I don't understand why they let Hurricane Katrina and all these others hit. He talked about it before Katrina and then after. I don't understand why they allow this to happen. We can control hurricanes. We could create them, kill them, weaken them, make them stronger. Certified 1967. We were doing it in 62, 63. But certified that we could do it and how to do it. Had a manual on it in 67. Now, they got to Livingston. I started calling him to get him back on. He said, look, I'm not going to talk to you or the media anymore. That's all I'm going to say. Basically, national security. So they went to Livingston and said, shut up. Shut up. And yes, all these hurricanes with two eyes, hurricanes that sit there in the Gulf for a week and then come in. Well, Secretary of Defense Cohen said they had weather weapons in 1997 at a press conference. And yes, they are manipulating our weather. They're playing God. They want to bankrupt the farms and ranches so they can force you into government control. It's all about vertical integration, consolidation, global domination over the family, over the individual. It is total domination.
Mom. most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dan, Vance, Kathy, Steve, many others, your calls are coming up. What do you think the most important issue is we're facing right now? The UN controlling the global response to the flu through the federal governments and in the local governments, the entire planet now under UN control. The UN brags they're using this as a drill to train the public to accept global governance. The new Bank of the World being set up. Obama wanting to sign us under the administrative yoke of offshore banks through his new financial restructuring. The talking point in the media is, we're going to have a depression if we don't get this financial reforms through. We, you know, the banks are bad and they're out of control. That's why we've got to give the banks unlimited power to run our lives and expand derivatives. Of course, they don't say it that way. They say, oh, the banks are still corrupt and they're still getting big bonuses and nothing's been changed in a year. But Obama's got a plan to fix it. We better do it or we're going to have a depression. Bernanke says so. Then you actually look at the plan, unlimited power over all businesses in the United States, same thing in every other country. We're just going into receivership, just like third world countries, to the IMF and World Bank. It's all done through fraud. Either we investigate and indict and arrest the bankers for all the crimes they've committed publicly, or they're going to pose as the saviors and take over and get even more power. And they happen to be control freak eugenicists whose number one passion is getting a world government so they can kill the majority of us. That's really the big issue. Are they going to use stage terror to get their operations through? Is Israel going to hit Iran? They're saying they're getting ready to. What will happen if that happens? 1-800-259-9231. Four apparent suicide deaths in 48 hours, CEO, financier, fundraisers. Rockefeller & Co. CEO committed suicide. James McDonald, chief executive officer of investment management firm Rockefeller & Co., committed suicide on Sunday in Massachusetts, the Wall Street Journal said, citing people familiar with the matter. Oh, yes, like so many Rockefeller secretaries and CEOs, they shoot themselves in the back of the head, they jump out of buildings. Newport Beach financier Danny Pang dies at 42. Yeah, they're getting rid of the CEOs that engaged in the controller-level, corporate-level bookkeeping fraud. The financial controls fraud. Newport Beach financier Danny Pang died Saturday at a local hospital, according to Orange County Coroner's Office. The cause of death was not determined. Of course, this other guy died supposedly of aspirin. Financier Finn Kasperson, dead in apparent suicide. CEO of Beneficial Corp, Finn Kasperson, was found dead in apparent suicide at an office building in Westerly, Rhode Island. Boy, if I get found dead, folks, it's not suicide. I just want you to know that. Dying Blagojevich fundraiser said he overdosed, mayor says. Police said they're investigating death of former chief fundraiser, ex-Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich, as a death-suicide, an Illinois mayor said Sunday. You know how a lot of times this works? They say, you kill yourself or we're going to kill your wife and children, and then they go kill themselves. That's the kind of the Roman system, what they would do 2,000 years ago. More coming up, big news blitz, but let's take more of your calls. Dan in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Chief. How are you doing today, man?
Good, my friend. What's on your mind?
I got a couple questions for you. I'm calling in regards to, I've watched a few of the videos that a friend of mine has shown me. One is going to be the Dark Secret Society of Bohemian Cove, and the one I just got done watching was the Blueprint of the Global Enslavement, The End Game. And this is all new to me, being in the military that I am. After watching these videos and somewhat of informed, what's the next step, and how would you say we stop this? And then my
other question. Well, a lot of people ask me, what is the next step? All I can do is try to show people what the globalists are doing, what their plan is, how they operate, their own documents, their own statements of how they want a world government to carry out our ordered extermination. And that's what the White House science czar wrote in his big textbook that came out a few months ago. And you notice all that information is already in Endgame because we went to the UN documents themselves. But it's always the same information. The question is, what are you going to do about it? If you know that they've sterilized troops, nerve gassed troops, kidnapped and radiated to death foster children, murdered black people in test, why would any of us trust any vaccines they push on us now? When we know there's cancer viruses in the new vaccine, when we know it's been killing people in trials, when we know it killed people in trials in 76. I'm not here to tell everybody what to do. I'm busy saying, okay, let's audit the Fed. These private eugenics families get all their power through the issuance of fiat currency and credit. You expose that fraud and how they create these debt bubbles by design to get us under their control. That's a huge blow. You expose their flu program, get the police and military and medical workers to refuse to take it, then they won't have the enforcers to make us take it. Then they may release another soft kill, kill a bunch of us to scare us into taking it. You expose how they've been caught using vaccines to sterilize people. You educate people about the 10th Amendment and states' rights and get states to pass laws saying they're not going under federal control. You go to your local city council meeting. You expose how the feds are federalizing local police. You expose how NORTHCOM's openly taking over the country illegally. There are so many issues. The big thing is you get involved, you go to city council, you go to town halls, you realize that the party out of power, the Democrats, exposed Bush, but as soon as they got in power, they continued everything Bush did. You realize Glenn Beck is exposing Obama now, but when the Republicans are in power, he's going to support the banker bailouts, the police state. You shatter the left-right paradigm. They confuse us. They manipulate us with false terms and false debates and thespian Shakespearean theater. You cut through that and see the real battlefield. And one cannot be told about this matrix-like Alice in Wonderland system. One has to see it for yourself. But you spread the information. Again, if there's an awakening, a good, healthy mistrust of government, then if people just don't... Here's an example. There were cops all over 360 this morning driving into work, giving people tickets. And they give you tickets for 5 miles over the speed limit now. People don't have the money. They admit it's just to raise revenue. 10% of Texans or more have warrants out for their arrest. People just don't have the money. I remember back in the 80s when I first started driving, people would flash you to warn you of police, and people had quit doing that. I noticed people were flashing, so I started flashing, and that was a communal exercise as citizens sticking up for each other. So you defeat the New World Order with basic things like that, flashing your lights when you see the police. Again, that's what Americans always did. You don't trust the system. You don't like the system. You don't let the government shove you around or order you around. You get an attitude of liberty, a spirit of 1776 again. Do you see what I'm saying?
I hear you. I got one more for you.
What are your ideas, sir? Hold on. I want to hear your question, but I'm asking you, you're a smart guy. You tell me. All I can do is warn people that psychopathic criminals run the system. What do we do?
Well, that's what I'm trying to get informed on. I mean, this is all new to me. I've never heard of any of this. I've never seen any of this. And then there's a friend of mine that's actually here with me right now that is showing me some of these videos and enlighten me and inform me on some of the stuff that's going on. And so I figured, and I've sat here and debated with him on some of these things. So now I figured I would come to the person that's actually created all this and ask you a couple of questions.
Okay, go ahead. Ask your other question.
The next thing I have is the new nationalized health care that they're trying to push through. Do you believe that is the next step in the NWO?
They state they have to have, quote, free health care that everybody pays for with taxes so that they can carry out the one-child policies, the CPSing of your children, the forced inoculations, where the government decides what procedures you get. And it's all in the bills, and that's why Obama's approval ratings are plunging, because this isn't 20 years ago where they can just lie about what's in the bill. The people now are seeing the subsections. And, yes, the government-run health care, if they wanted to fix things, they'd let you carry your insurance outside your state. They would get rid of government regulation. That's what screwed everything up. Instead, it's more government so they can get control of 20% more of the economy.
Okay. All right, well, appreciate the phone call, my man.
You bet. God bless you. Last thing, do not believe Endgame. Go to whatistheendgame.com, the bibliography. Watch the video clips. Link through to the government documents. See the United Nations Biological Diversity Assessment for yourself. See the Ted Turner quotes. See the Dr. Eric Pianca quotes. Don't believe me when I say eco-science says they want to poison the water to sterilize you and take your children at birth. Go read the book. We have it scanned on InfoWars. Don't believe me there. Go to the library. Hold the government policy book in your hand. Know they're poisoning your water supply. Let me ask you. If they're poisoning your water supply, which they are doing, if they're putting cancer viruses in your shots, is that not criminal? And do you not have natural, God-given rights to resist that to the fullest extent?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Once you learn I've told you the truth, it all becomes a joke. What is the FBI doing enforcing this criminal system when their kids are drinking this crap? What are the police doing when they're being shot up with this? You see, again, they make us criminal, they understand psychology, they turn us against each other, and while we're all busy fighting over the resources they control, they are carrying out a global master plan. God bless you, sir. More calls straight ahead. This is not a drill. It is not a joke. It is not a game. It is toe-to-toe combat with the forces of world government. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Okay, folks, quiz time. What resource takes care of your food needs at a moment's notice most of the year, is easily preserved for the rest of the year, is nutritious, abundant, forever GMO-free, and is free for the taking? Give up? Your answer is Wild Edible Food. With Linda Runyon's whole enchilada package on your shelf, you'll never be high and dry when everyone else is up the creek without a paddle. In fact, you'll be able to help everyone you know with the extensive knowledge gained from the 7 items in the whole enchilada package, which include books, cards, and video, as well as 2 free gifts. Now, I'd love to say this resource will always be available as your safety net, but in a national emergency, that may just not be true. And it's still now on sale. That's right, until September 21st, everything's still 10% off. So go to our website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of this offer before September 21st, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE for the easiest and cheapest food backup plan. Don't miss it.
We were born into a scientific dictatorship. The psych warfare chiefs for over 100 years have been scientifically manipulating us. They understand their own species. They understand how to manipulate the people. And we have to just break out of the trance and start looking for the agenda. Start looking for the manipulation. And when we do that, we can start turning this society around. Big news blitz coming up, but right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Vance in Texas. Vance, you're on the air.
Alex, God bless you, man. I just want to say, man, I really appreciate everything that you and Charlie Sheen are doing. Ron Paul leading the revolution. I just really appreciate it, and God bless y'all for everything that y'all have done.
Well, thank you, sir.
I actually am from the northeast part of Texas, and I moved down here to Austin, Texas, to see about even if it was at all possible to work with you in any way. I actually live right over here on Mopac, right down the block down from Lamar.
Well, my problem is I'm so busy working that we've never really had the money to get a bigger office. We've just now expanded. We're busy getting the permits, finishing that up. The problem is I just can't open the place up to open employment because they have tried to infiltrate us. Not that we're doing anything wrong. They try to put people in here to do things wrong. They're completely criminal. And so we've tried to keep our operations small. Plus, there's the issue of financing to be able to pay a bunch of employees. Then if we have a bunch of volunteers in here, again, a lot of volunteers just want to come and be groupies. And there is no groupie stuff going on here. It's all work. It's all research. It's total dedication. But I I'm not saying that's what you are. But I don't feel like just because you don't work with me that you can't go out and start your own operation or your own group or your own online radio show or your own newsletter or make your own online documentaries or go do your own Access TV show in Austin, Texas. Go sign up, take a couple classes, takes a few months. Go talk to 10,000 people every night on Access TV. A huge viewership on basic cable. Let's see, you know, you get in the minor leagues there. And another, and I appreciate your call. Another big frustration I have is we wake people up and then we don't tell people what to do or who to join or who to be part of. And then they go become minions of Glenn Beck. They go become minions of white supremacists or minions of crazy Catholic-run-it-all groups or minions of the UFO cult movements out there. All these groups that kind of want to show off that they cover the most bizarre, most extreme, and it's kind of a race to the bottom of who can infight the most and who can be the nastiest and who can be the weirdest. So really, I don't work with a lot of people because I've been stabbed in the back so much. I kind of just sit back and do my own thing. But there are a lot of good people out there taking action, getting involved in their communities. And I salute all of you out there for what you're doing. But so many people spend their time just focusing on what this person should do or what that person should do or what message we should put out. I just exposed the private central banks. I call for an audit and the abolishment of the private Fed and to monetize the debt through the federal government, through the Congress. I call for openly having a discussion about the world government and about the superstructure that controls our society and cutting past the false political facade or matrix that's pulled up over our eyes to blind us from the real world. But it does freak me out to watch Glenn Beck and him say, I'm worried about our republic falling. I want to save our republic. Both parties are controlled. But then he comes out and says, Al-Qaeda is going to attack you. Support the Patriot Act. We've got to invade more countries. The banker bailout bill is good, and Ron Paul supporters are dangerous. And he's not sure about the MIAC and DHS reports. Maybe they're good. This is the type of stuff that I deal with. And it freaks me out to see Obama pick up the We Are Change. I mean, they watch what we do. They're aware that we're the real revolution. They're concerned about us. And they come and mimic everything we say and do so that as we wake people up, they then just get co-opted back into the system. That's why I say don't follow me, don't follow anybody. Question everything I say, question everything the establishment says. But also demand verified information. Because so many of the, quote, alternative media just descend into disinformation and squabbles and territorial disputes.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
To your calls here in just a few minutes, and then I'm going to do a big news blitz on the flu news we have, the economic news. It's really happening. A world government run for and by private banks is openly forming in front of us as the establishment terrifies and terrorizes the public, saying you better give us unlimited power over your lives, over every business, farm, and ranch, over all parts of the economy, outside of the government. Private government now rules you, and if you don't do this, we'll kill the economy. They are open terrorists. But you don't hear Glenn Beck saying abolish the Federal Reserve or arrest the Fed. No, you hear him saying support the banker bailout. That's how you save the republic. He's there to make you feel good. He's there to make the right wing feel good, just like Anderson Cooper's there to make the left wing feel good. And they all work for the same people. Barack Obama and Glenn Beck work for the same people. And they give you a nice sideshow as they burn the little low-level crooks like Acorn, and as they burn the local boss hog police, but they never burn the big boys. I did want to make the announcement that we have it, and we're the first to get it. The new film by William Lewis and Gary Franchi, Camp FEMA, American Lockdown, featuring Alex Jones, John Stadtmiller, Catherine Blesch, Michael Bagnarek, Chuck Baldwin, and many others. The DVD is now available. I consulted on it, and I'm a big part of the film, and I give it my seal of approval. This is really an out-of-the-park film. This is a video you need to show everybody you know. If they want to see the proof of the history of FEMA, how it works, the Gulag Archipelago of camps, how the local sports stadiums are designated as the camps, it really is an amazing film. Great packaging as well. Give it to your friends, your families, your neighbors. We have it discounted if you get multiple copies. Infowars.com. That's Infowars.com. To order Camp FEMA or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And while you're on the secure online video bookstore shopping cart, don't forget we have over 50 pro-Second Amendment anti-New World Order t-shirts, anti-Obama healthcare t-shirts, Obama Joker t-shirts, limited edition. We have the Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag baseball caps, come and take it, baseball caps and t-shirts. All available at Infowars.com, or ask about the discounts and combos and specials when you call. You can also order via the phone, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And, of course, you can also write to us to Infowars.com, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Again, that's P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760, or 888-253-3139. Camp FEMA. We also carry the new Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo that I produced. We also carry Truth Rising and the new film, The New World Order, that's expanded and has a huge group of extras not seen in the IFC special that I also consulted on and amend. So New World Order also available. I think we should, I know we have a new releases area, so check that sector. Okay, I wanted to bring up for just a few minutes before we go back to your calls and then blitz to the news, and Robert Galen Ross is joining us in studio. I wanted to bring up Ted Anderson because we told you this would happen. 2 weeks ago, he was offering gold at 945. He bought gold at 945 level. A week before that, he was selling gold at the 911 level. He bought gold at 911, 914. He sold out. He bought silver at $8. He's been selling it below spot, even when it went up over $2.50. Gold has gone up since then, $112 and growing. Since Ted, 3 weeks ago, was offering it at 911, it's now its all-time high ever of 1,020 plus right now. Now, the globalists will try to push it back down again, but they're now, for the second time in 2 years, announcing the end of the dollar. The Chinese are moving away. It's kind of like when people see a gunfight's about to happen in a saloon. And the first person kind of gets up to leave when they notice the bad guy come in the door. And then a few other people notice and they start rushing. And then suddenly everybody's trying to get out the exits. I don't know if this is it, but it appears it is. And look, I'm busy with my savings. I needed to put more of it in gold and silver. I keep waiting, buying small amounts here and there. And it's going to cost me more when I get some. And I've got to go ahead and get some today. Ladies and gentlemen, this is real. They have used the dollar, running it up into the tens of trillions in debt, to buy up the world, to buy up infrastructure, to buy up media, to buy up arms contractors. The private banks use your family, your name, your credit to buy the world. Now you're going to pay the banks, not just for the money you gave them, but for the interest on it. And no investment is perfect. But I'll tell you, the elites hoard gold and silver and art and precious metals and real estate. And nothing's more portable than gold and silver. Precious gems aren't bad, but it's too hard to value them. It's too hard to buy them. You know, they usually have a 2-3 times markup. Gold and silver doesn't. You can get gold and silver right down at spot, and Ted's got it at below spot. He's still got one thing left from the 945 level that he's been having for 2 weeks. One thing left. All the other stuff sold out. He did buy, though, when it went up again, but was way under what it is now. So we have a new incredible deal. Ted Anderson, tell folks about what you have to offer for them today.
Well, I'll tell you this. Right now you mentioned that the globalists are trying to force the gold prices down, but if that's the case, they're losing the battle. Gold went up to 1,021 today. The $10 Liberty is the one coin that if you don't mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones special, it'll literally cost you $200 more per coin to buy it at this time, because I did pick that up at the 945 level. It's one of the few things that I have left in my stock that I can still sell at that level. They're currently right now at 818.50. That's the old $10 Liberty from back at the turn of the century. Many people call them non-confiscatable coins. They're the pre-1933 coin of very good value. There's no question about it. The other thing that I have right now still is the silver, and that's this Walking Liberty half at 869. I can't say it enough right now. I think it's gone beyond any point of reason at all. It just makes dumb logical sense to buy gold and silver. You know, it's just even somebody entering into the marketplace that knows very little about where they should put their money are going to look into it and go, there's so much trouble here in the United States that I better do something that has a complete an entire separation from this fiat system that we use here today.
Well, Ted, I know doctors and lawyers that I've known for years, and they just can't make themselves buy gold, and their stockbroker bosses them around and makes fun of them, and they say, oh, I know, I heard you 6 years ago when it was $300 an ounce say buy it, and I've lost 30, 40, 50% in the stock market, but I'm just going to stay in. They are just jackasses. They love being idiots.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, like I said, it's stupid sense now. I mean, people, even the doctors and the physicians and the yuppies and the educated Harvard graduates and whatever it is that you've done in your life that makes you think that you're so smart can even identify with the fact that the United States is seeing a tremendous amount of trouble, and that the world is trying to get away from the U.S. currency, and that the globalists are trying to do the same thing by building a world currency. I mean, the handwriting is on the wall. It's in the it's in the front page of the major newspapers and major websites. I mean, come on, people, wake up a little bit here. If you haven't gotten involved with the gold and silver, I would suggest that you do it, and you do it in a serious manner. If you're sitting there with the stock still, if you're in the bond market, I mean, Alex, even if you have an IRA, you can still put that IRA into gold. You don't have to have it sitting in paper, and it doesn't have to be in paper mining stocks or anything like that. You can actually have it in physical gold, so you can take advantage of the fact that you have something that's completely...
Well, Ted, nobody is offering gold that I know of at the price you're talking about. What happened with the silver?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, silver's gone up over $17 an ounce now. There's no way that I'm going to be able to hold on to these walkers down at this price. When other dealers are trying to figure out how to manage their profits in their best manner, what I'm doing, when the market's going down and everybody's walking away from this stuff, it gives me that opportunity to go in and buy into the marketplace priced at the bid side of the market rather than the ask, and accumulate coins while the prices are low. And because I have that inventory and I have the margin I need, I'm able to sell it. And really, quite literally, I pick up a tremendous amount of Walking Liberty halves just so because, I mean, in my mind, I knew that silver would be going up. You know, I
but
mean,
Ted,
like I'm making the gamble for you, and it paid off. I mean,
well, Ted, this is like a time machine, though. You're smart. You buy when it's lower in the dips. You sell it at the low price during the highs when everybody else goes up. People cannot beat a deal where you're selling it for below spot with the silver, not going to be there long. How much was silver when you bought into the market at that price?
Well, that was when silver was trading at between 11 and 11.15, right in there.
Okay, so you're selling silver at an 11, 11.15 market when it's above $17 an ounce. I mean, in clear English, ladies and gentlemen, Do you understand that Ted isn't going to have many of these left for long? 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there till midnight, and he does have that one gold coin left at the 945 level when the market was lower. He's still got other great deals. What about pricing other coins? Where are you at in the market in the last buys you did on the other coins?
Well, like, for instance, I had to raise the Lakota Nation round to $22.30 when silver went up to that $14 level. Well, silver's at went up to $17, and I think I have somewhere around 1,500 of those coins left at that level. So, you know, the next time I enter into the marketplace to buy, now I'm at $17, and nobody can buy them at spot. They don't trade at that level. So now I'm going to be sitting closer to $25 on that particular coin. There's just a whole long variety of different things that I have. If you want to take advantage of the offers, I've had a few things that I have been able to sit in supply. I just don't have enough of them to talk about on the radio, because by the time somebody calls in for them, they're going to be gone. So just
ask about different Alex Jones specials. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for giving us that update.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. And folks, it's kind of pleasurable, satisfying to know we were right and to tell you that in the fall it would go above 1,000. But there's no pleasure in saying, see, I told you so. It's kind of like when it comes out the White House science czar wrote a government policy book about how they're drugging the water supply. I've already got hundreds of other government documents and textbooks and statements. It isn't fun to be right about this. It isn't fun to know they may completely implode the dollar. It isn't fun to know foreign banks are raping my country that my children live in. The only satisfaction is knowing that some of you beat the bankers and bought gold when it was $500 less than it is now. And I guess there's some satisfaction in not being complete schmucks, complete suckers, complete idiots. I mean, our track record is so accurate, so good. We're not perfect. We make a few mistakes, but at least we're trying to tell you the truth. At least we're trying to lay out what's really happening. At least we know who the enemy is, the offshore banks. All right, let me hit a bunch of news, then we'll go to your calls. Representative Alan Grayson has announced a hearing to audit the Fed, and so again, Representative Alan Grayson has announced a hearing for auditing the Fed bill. And so that is definitely moving down the line. And we may not get it audited or abolished this time, but people are now identifying, hey, Obama's a puppet. Hey, Bush was a puppet. Hey, there's these bankers that are above the law. They're the issue.
Thank you. It was announced today, earlier today, that there will be a hearing on H.R. 1207, the bill to audit the Federal Reserve Bank. This will be the first independent audit in the Federal Reserve's 96-year history, and it's long overdue. Months ago, I asked the Vice Chairman of the Federal Reserve who received the $1 trillion in funds that the Federal Reserve has handed out to domestic institutions. He said, I'm not going to tell you. And then more recently, the Chairman of the Federal Reserve, I asked him, who receives the $500 billion, we're talking about $500 billion, that the Federal Reserve handed over to foreign central banks? Who did they disseminate that money to? And he said, I don't know. $500 billion, and he doesn't know. It's long overdue. We need to audit the Federal Reserve, and I'm happy to say that we're going to have a hearing on that very soon. Thank you.
Gentlemen's time has expired.
What's amazing, though, is whenever you read the headlines of Bloomberg sues to find out where $2 trillion went, that's a lawsuit that's been going on for 10 months since the banker bailout of 11 months ago. They're still arguing and asking where the first $500 million went to European banks. It's over $4 trillion we know of to European banks alone out of the U.S. And then I'm 2 months behind. We're set here to learn the latest. It was 23.7 trillion. It'll probably be right at 28 trill or above it when we get the next numbers. At the one-year anniversary, October 3rd, right around that time they're set to release the last 2 months' numbers, and I'm guessing it'll be above 28 trill. 28 trillion! And I know I talk about this every day, and I apologize, but Ladies and gentlemen, those little bastards over at Acorn wanting to, you know, get $8 billion to go around poverty pimping and steal most of it for big foundations. I mean, that's a serious issue, but it's nothing compared to the $23.7 trillion. But see, you need to ask Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity why they won't talk about that. Oh, because George Bush helped initiate that under orders of Geithner, who's now the Treasury Secretary. There is no difference. These guys swap spit, have drinks together. It's a joke. And I know I keep repeating that, but and listen, I know you know that. But if your neighbors don't know, and your friends and family don't know, that Barack Obama doesn't care about them and that Sean Hannity doesn't care about them, you need to slap him upside the head, because we don't have time to screw around anymore, ladies and gentlemen. If you're not calling for abolishing the Fed and auditing the Fed, and if you're not talking about the New World Order, and if you're not talking about DynCorp and Halliburton running child kidnapping rings, and if you're not talking about the science czar talking about how he wants to sterilize us and take our kids at birth, then you're New World Order, period.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
We're going to be simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv coming up. in the third and fourth hour today. Continuing with news, here is a clip of Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter saying it's racism to not like the president, and that's what the Tea Parties are about. See, we don't want government-run health care. We don't want open borders. We don't want another banker bailout takeover bill. We don't want the animal ID, premises ID to take over the farms and ranches, and they have you in the contract, sign your land over. It's like an easement. You waive your rights. We don't want to be slaves. We don't like Obama lying to us about everything. We are racist, and this is invoking racism. This is creating racism. This is creating division. This is making people think about race. This is dividing people. And this is what the big city liberal machine does. They race pimp. Here we go.
Against what he has seen emerging in some of the public protests against President Obama. We were in Atlanta to interview President Carter at the Carter Center for air at a later date in connection with his upcoming 85th birthday. During the interview, we talked about what some see as a heightened climate of racial and other hate speech since the election of President Obama. A certain number of signs and images at last weekend's big Tea Party march on Washington.
All right, that's enough. See, analyzing this propaganda piece, we're going to his clip in a moment. They said protest and other hate speech. And see, they have the bill passed the House that says if the government decides that what you've done could hurt somebody's feelings, you get arrested. Or if for 7 years after you make a statement, somebody else decides to engage in violence, you get arrested. And the Cyberbullying Act says if you hurt somebody's feelings, you get arrested. These guys are communist commissars. So this is the type of bizarre behavior. Here is his statement.
Violent themes, and President Carter today said he is extremely worried by it.
I think an overwhelming portion of the intensely demonstrated animosity toward President Barack Obama is based on the fact that he is a black man, that he's African American. I live in the South. And I've seen the South come a long way, and I've seen the rest of the country that shared the South's attitude toward minority groups at that time, particularly African Americans. That racism inclination still exists. And I think it's bubbled up to the surface because of a belief among many white people, not just in the South but around the country, that African Americans are not qualified.
All right. No one's saying Obama isn't smart or slick. We're saying he's a liar. But see, instead of debating our First Amendment and our right to demonstrate against what he's doing, oh, it's racism now. It's hate speech. Did you hear him? The vast portion, the vast majority are racist. Just like the New York newspapers. Particularly the Village Voice came out and said, yeah, we showed Bush as a vampire and the Joker. That's okay, but you can't show Obama. Again, they don't have a leg to stand on, so they're clinging to race. And they're totally discrediting themselves. Go ahead, try to play your race card with your weird liberal poverty pimp cult.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.